Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me now in this College Football Insiders Player Spotlight is Greg Romeus, defensive end of Pittsburgh. Last year, Greg had 51 tackles, 15 and a half tackles for a loss, including 7 and a half sacks, and he blocked 3 extra point attempts on his way to All Big East second team honors and Sun Bowl Defensive Line MVP award. Greg, how's it going today? I'm doing pretty good myself. So, you know, before we even get into the football, you know, the season hasn't started yet. You know, in some parts of the country, it's still sunny and beautiful outside, looking like summer. So what did you do for most of this summer?
Most of this summer, I mean, we trained really hard. I mean, this is probably the hardest summer since I've been here. I mean, we went from running up hills to crazy workouts. So this summer, we just try to train and get bigger and faster and get ready for the season.
And how about besides, you know, football stuff? Well, you know, give the fans a little insight into what Greg Romeus does off the field.
Off the field, I'm just a laid back kind of guy. I mean, I just like to play video games, hang out with teammates. This summer we went to the wave pool a lot, kind of got away from the heat, kind of helped us a little bit. Besides that, just, I mean, hanging out, maybe playing sports here and there, maybe playing basketball or just on the football around, just whenever we had free time, just kind of just relax and get ready.
Now, what's that lot you mentioned? You said where you guys went. Where was that?
What was that?
Where was that spot where you said you guys went to?
The wave pool?
Yes. Yeah, what's that?
It's just like a big pool that, I don't know, it's like around where we're around Pittsburgh. It's like a bigger pool where just people go out and just like hang out, lay out, and they have like diving boards and stuff, so we're having fun out there.
All right, is that something that Coach Wanstead gets a little nervous about if you guys try to do a little too much?
I don't think he knows about it.
All right, we'll make sure he doesn't listen to this part of the interview then. Now, you mentioned playing a little basketball. What other sports are you interested in besides football? What would you say would be your best sport as a player other than football, of course?
My best sport probably basketball. I played basketball many years before I played football, so that's kind of a sport I grew up on, so yeah, I go with basketball.
So now, you know, you're a 6'6", 270-pound kid. We're talking power forward here. I mean, can you throw it down on DeJuan Blair?
I don't know if I can throw it down on DeJuan. Maybe back when I was 225, but it's a little harder to get up there now.
So what kind of player were you? Were you more of an inside guy or outside guy? You have a J?
Yeah, my J's all right. I can't lie about that. I was more of an inside guy. I played center in high school. But, yeah, I mean, I was more of an inside guy, just inside moves and minimal dribbling.
Now, talk about this. You know, you like you said, you played basketball before you played football. I believe you only played 1 year of high school football. What took so long, and who got you to finally go out for the team?
I didn't know too much about football. I wasn't really interested in it. But then I transferred high schools, and they were looking for people to come out for the football team for the first varsity year, and the football coach saw me at a basketball game, and he just asked me to come out, and I fell in love with it, and it ended up being a good decision.
Yeah, I would think so, right?
Yeah.
And how was that jump, you know, coming from, you know, basically 1 year of high school to boom? You know, I know you had one redshirt season, but all of a sudden you're in the Big East.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a transition that it was fast. I mean, I never expected to play so quickly, but I just learned a lot my redshirt freshman year, and I'm thankful for it because now I still have 2 years left, and it was a good experience, and I just took the coaching, and the coaches got me a lot better, so I was able to come in and help the team out.
Now, when did it kind of hit you that, hey, man, this is something that, you know, I could get a scholarship with, and maybe I could be doing for my life as a career?
Yeah, I didn't even know until a month before signing. My first offer was at the end of December, and signing day was February 1st, so Akron was my first offer after after one of the high school games, and after that, different schools started coming up to me, so that was kind of the first time where I really realized it. So throughout my senior year, I had no idea that I was even playing college football.
And talk about the decision to go to Pitt. How come you ended up going there? Especially, I mean, you're from Florida. It's kind of the hotbed of college football.
Yeah, I mean, Pitt was probably the best offer that I had. Some schools in the Big East, but I really liked Pitt when I came up here. I mean, the coaches were great, and I mean, I grew up watching Coach Wanstead, so it was a good thing when I met him, and I saw how good of a guy he was, and I could tell that I could fit in this program, and my parents had a big decision on it. And, we prayed a lot about it, and God was the one that led us towards coming to here, and I went to about the decision if I could.
All right, we're talking to Greg Ramirez here in this College Football Insiders Player Spotlight. I'm your host, Daniel Moglione. Greg, let's talk about your game a little bit. What would you say is, you know, the strength of your game? Is it your size, your speed, your strength, your length? What's the one thing that stands out the most?
I think just my speed and how long my arms are, because, I mean, there's a lot of different things that can benefit you if you have long arms. Cause, I mean, I'm going against guys that are just as big as me, so, I mean, to get them off me. And I think that speed creates a lot of different things for me. I mean, there's not too many guys that can kind of use speed and power, so I think that's what helps me the most. And, I mean, just basic techniques that the coaches have taught me, I think that kind of contributes to it the best.
What kind of wingspan we're talking about here?
I haven't measured it. I get that question asked a lot. I think I need to do it. it's pretty long.
I'm sure the scouts will be measuring you before you know it, right? Now, how about the loss of a guy like Scott McKillop, you know, a big-time defensive player, leader of the defense? What's lost with him, and who do you see? Who's kind of stepping up in his role on defense?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big loss for us. I mean, Scott was a great leader, and he was a great player. But, I mean, we know, like, every year seniors leave, and we have to have guys that step up and replace him. And we have a few guys, I think right now it's Adam, and he played last year with Scott. He got injured, unfortunately, but he ended up getting another year. So he's gotten into a leadership role. I mean, he's been here for a while, so I mean, we're really confident in him, and he's done a great job so far.
All right, now, you know, the season's about to get underway, and I got to say, man, I had Pitt as my highest-ranked Big East team. I got you guys going to win that Big East crown. Are you guys going to make me look smart this year?
I mean, we're going to do our best. I mean, that's our goal. I mean, last year we came in second. We fell short. And, I mean, we're really hungry this year. But, I mean, we know that we have so much to prove. And we have to go out there and just take every game by itself and just know that, keep our eye on the prize. And, I mean, the Big East championship is what we want. We haven't had it in a while. So, I mean, that's what we're striving for. And we're working hard for it. And we're just going to take each game one by one. And hopefully we'll get there.
What are your goals for this year? You know, particularly, you know, both – yourself as an individual and for the team?
For the team, of course, the Big East Championship. I mean, that's our number one goal. I mean, that's the biggest thing in mind. For myself, just help out the team as much as I could. I mean, our D-line, we have a goal right now to lead the country in sacks, and we just want to be well-known as probably the best D-line in the country. So, I mean, whatever I could do to contribute, I mean, I have great guys around me. So and also as a defense, to be a number one defense, I mean, we're setting our goals really high, and we have a lot of expectations for ourselves.
Now, one more thing on the Pitt team. Can you give me a little, you know, I don't want you to give anything away to your early opponents, but in addition to replacing Scott McKillop, you also have to replace running back LeSean McCoy, and, you know, I'm hearing a lot of good things about the young kids you guys have, the two freshman running backs. Can you give us a little scouting report on them, and what do you expect them to do? Is it fair to say that they'll be more than capable of stepping in McCoy's shoes?
Yeah, I mean, they're great. I mean, you don't see too many freshmen that can come in and contribute the way they have. I mean, Deion, since the spring, he's been contributing a lot. Reyes came into camp, and he's been having a lot of big plays. I mean, we're excited to see what they can do. But, I mean, they're good, shifty guys and strong backs. So, I mean, I have 100% confidence in them that they can come and try and step in the shoes that Shady left.
All right, Greg, we close things out with the segment we call Three and Out, kind of a couple of quick-hitting questions. So first down, if there's one TV show you cannot miss each week, what is it?
I have to say the T.O. show. I mean, it just, I was but now it's kind of mad about that. But I mean, probably that show or Hard Knocks, which is the Bengals show.
Oh yeah. The TO show is okay, I'll give you that, but I definitely am a huge fan of the Hard Knocks. Huge fan of the Hard Knocks. So, you know, let's go with a little Hard Knocks theme. Second down, what's your favorite Chad Johnson-ism? Is it Child Please or Kiss the Baby?
I have to go Child Please. It's original, and it's really catchy. And that's probably the funniest part of the show is just listening to the things that Chad comes up with.
All right, and third down, let's stay in entertainment realm, and who's your favorite music artist? Well, you know, what's heavy on your iPod right now?
I'll probably go with Drake. He's kind of the new guy in the industry right now, but he's been coming out with a lot of hits. So yeah, I think I've downloaded like three of his mixtapes already, so that's probably what's on my iPod the most right now.
All right, Greg, thanks a lot for joining us and giving us some time. We want to wish you luck this Saturday in the opener as well as for this season. Greg Remeas, a contender for Big East Player of the Year. Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
Yep.